State lawmakers are back at the Capitol after a two-week spring break. Budget negotiations are at the top of their agenda. Jack, what are we likely to see as lawmakers put a budget together?
Well, they're likely to want to get a budget together and get out of Dodge, especially the State House, Christina. Every member of the State House either has to run for re-election or, if they're term limited, look for another job. And the last thing they want are long and acrimonious budget negotiations. Now, the Republicans, of course, can do whatever they want. They have solid majorities in both houses, but they don't want to make a whole lot of waves with the voters.
Lawmakers want to have a new budget done in the next 2 months. Is that going to happen?
Well, you never know. I didn't think originally the first year Snyder was in office that this would happen, and it certainly did. It may be a little harder this year, but again, Christina, they want to spend the summer campaigning and or looking for other jobs depending on their situation. So I think it's quite likely we'll get a budget done by the 4th of July. I'm not sure it'll be done by 2 months, but it was done last year by Memorial Day.
Now, we could see some changes to the personal property tax. Who's for and who's against an overhaul of the PPT?
Well, the governor has been pushing this. Now, the name is kind of misleading, Christina. The personal property tax is actually tax on business property. The governor, of course, his main mantra has been to lure more business to the state by reducing their tax burden. The trouble is that these bills are very complicated. I don't completely understand them, and most legislators say they don't either, but apparently they would only replace a little over four-fifths of the tax revenue that local governments get as a result of this tax. The local governments have been really strapped to begin with because of cuts in revenue sharing, because of cuts in tax revenue because of the recession. And so local governments and Democrats are very adamantly opposed to these bills. And Gretchen Whitmer, the Democratic minority leader, some think she's the leading Democratic candidate for governor next time, has been especially screaming bloody murder about this. And there may be some Republicans who are a little uncomfortable with this, especially if they hear from their cities that this is going to hurt them too.
President Obama will be in Michigan today. He'll attend two fundraising events. Now, some reports say this trip alone could raise $1 million.
Presidential campaigns are big, expensive things, Christina, getting more expensive all the time, and it certainly wouldn't be unheard of for such a trip to raise $1 million. Kind of ironically, Scott Walker, the Republican embattled governor from Wisconsin, was in the Detroit area yesterday helping Oakland County Republicans do a fundraiser. And for a state that's supposedly very strapped for cash, apparently national politicians think there's some to be had.
And meanwhile, reports show that Mitt Romney actually outraised the president in Michigan through February. Is that surprising?
I think it's neither surprising or very meaningful. Now, if you look back in February, that's when the primary campaign was sort of still in full swing. President Obama had no primary challenger, and so he wasn't really wrapping up the fundraising at that time. But, you know, in politics, a month or so can be an eternity, and so the key will be what fundraising really looks like now that the main event's going. It looks like both parties have their contenders.
All right, Jack. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.